Thanks for being with me. Thanks for jumping on the phone, having a chat. 1-300-736-736. It's about you and anything that moves you, what you'd like to talk about during the course of the day. 1-300-736-736. The open line for Werribee Kia, Australia's number one selling Kia dealer. And I'll read out a few of your speckled texts soon as well. 0433 98 11 16 is the speckle text number. 0433 98 11 16. Speckle cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. Muzza, Ange, Ken, coming to you about the best fan experience in Australia going around right now. But let's have a chat to Sam Edmund, SEN's chief reporter in the studio, because we did hear yesterday that the fan experience might not be part of AFL games. Well, the Herald Sun even today has mentioned round five as being an option for the empty stadiums to start. So they've obviously timed that with the average growth factor of this virus in other places. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you on. Firstly, good welcome back.
Thank you, Dwayne. Good afternoon to you and to your loyal listeners. You got me thinking about value adds. Now, right. I want someone to give you a buzz or flick you a speckle text this afternoon who has been to this. Now, I've been fortunate. I've been to a lot of different sports around the world. Love a start line of the Tour de France. Amazing access and atmosphere.
Or the finish line of the Tour. They tell me that Champs-Élysées, but they're not racing. They're just sort of cruising home.
Oh, no, they're racing the last 50K.
Well, that's true. That's true.
On the Champs, it's definitely on.
Not the winner, though. He's just trying to protect himself and get across the line without having a spill. But, yeah, the sprinters are sprinting. You're spot on there.
Lovely as the sun sets there in Paris. But on my bucket list, the Vegas Golden Knights in the NHL, they say that it is the most amazing value add you can get in sport at the moment. Their pre-match is almost like a concert in itself.
Right.
So if anyone has been there, I'd love to hear all about it. I hear it's unbelievable, Dwayne.
1-300-736-736. Normally what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But if you don't mind sharing one of your Vegas stories about the Vegas Golden Knights with us, give us a call. 1-300-736-736. Hey, Gil McLaughlin said yesterday about the Victorian government could tell us that, you know, there's no mass gatherings around allowed. So if that happens, then that happens, and we have empty stadia here. But I was curious to find out from you whether or not that means that the showdown, would it be a blanket rule? Because I presume if crowds are allowed in South Australia, the South Australian government or the Queensland government doesn't have the same directive for no mass gatherings, then Victoria could end up, theoretically, the only place with empty stadia. The rest get to play in front of full houses. Is that the way it's going to work, or is there a blanket rule?
Immediate asterisk here, Dwayne. This is entering into hypothetical territory.
Okay, yeah,
deeply hypothetical
territory. Just a question.
We just need to put that out there
for
the masses.
I'd like to give you some homework.
Okay, now we've done our homework, though. We've called a lot of clubs, and we've spoken to the league as well. It is conceivable, again, with a lot of water to go under the bridge, Dwayne, that we could have crowds in one state and no crowds in another. Now, the AFL is bound by the government, obviously the state government, and then the federal government. Now, the chief health officer at each state government effectively has major events in his or her hand.
Right.
In Victoria, it's a man by the name of Brett Sutton, who is responsible for declaring whether it's safe for the public to go to sporting events such as a football game. So it is conceivable, Dwayne, that we could have a lockout, for lack of a better word, at the MCG. Collingwood play in front of no one in round five, but then they go to Perth and they could play in front of a full house in round six.
Wow. So that's an interesting concept to me, because the AFL, they couldn't possibly try and have a blanket rule. So you're going to have a little bit of an advantage, I presume, for the teams that are still going to be here having their home crowd there.
Out of the AFL's control, this, and they're at pains to say they are bound by the state government. And then, of course, the federal government could completely come over the top, like we've seen in Italy, where where they've enforced that ban on all sports and at all levels until April 3. Just on that, though, interesting timing with the travel ban on Italy, wasn't it? We made sure that Ferrari, if I can be a bit cheeky, we're all here, and then shut the gates, Dwayne.
We love a good coincidence on this program. What's happened with Man City? Because I understand there's been a move in the EPL in the last 3 or 4 hours as well.
Well, the last 20 minutes, an hour, they've released a statement, Man City, about 1 a.m. their time over there in the UK, saying they are postponing their game against Arsenal. Now, they released that statement saying they're pulling out of the game against the Gunners. It was supposed to be, or it is scheduled to be, at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow, our time, at home at the Etihad Stadium in Manchester. Now, the Gunners, They lost to Olympiakos in the Europa League on February 28.
Right.
It has since been established that the Olympiakos owner, Evangelos Marinakis, who also owns Nottingham Forest in the UK, they play in the Championship, he has tested positive for coronavirus. So City have said, no way, that's too close for us. We're pulling out of that game because they're concerned that Arsenal staff members have come into contact with Marinakis. So Olympiakos, just incidentally, their next opponent in the Europa League is Wolverhampton on Friday our time. Now, Wolves have also tried to postpone that game, like Man City has done, but the controlling body in the Europa League, UEFA, have rejected that request, Wayne, and they're saying, you're playing that game on Friday, bad luck. But for the EPL, Manchester City, Arsenal, that game being rescheduled. Now, that statement coming out at 1 a.m, as I say, you're going to have a whole heap of Manchester City and Arsenal fans waking up in a few hours over there going, flipping hell, we've got no game, Dwayne.
Oh, you're going to have to work on that accent, but yeah, I like where you're going.
Points
with
for trying.
So did Man City go to the governing body and say, we don't want to play this game? And what if that fell on deaf ears? What if they said, no, you're playing and or you forfeit? This has been postponed, though, so they've kind of been able to work out a negotiated outcome.
Those details are sketchy at the moment, but you'd have to assume they've got permission from the Footballing Association over there in UK that control the English Premier League, and obviously the British government as well. But UEFA, which is a controlling body of the Champions League and also the Europa League, are going to force Wolverhampton to play Olympiakos. So that owner, Evangelos Marinakis, has quarantined himself now, but he's tested positive just in the last little bit of time to coronavirus.
Wow. Anything else to leave us with before you depart? Thanks for the update. I appreciate it.
I just want to hear someone call in about the Vegas Golden Knights.
Well, I'm told on the text that, one person, Pete in Ballarat, get a hold of Colin Funky Miller. He lives there. He's a season ticket holder. Another one says that he works for the events company that runs the Vegas Golden Knights. So maybe we'll get on to Funky Miller.
I didn't know that.
Have a chat to Colin Funky Miller. Maybe he's part of the entertainment if he's still got the hair going. Great stuff. Great to have you in, Sam.
Thanks, Dwayne.
SEN's newsbreaker, Sam Edmund, you'll hear on a regular basis, giving us a little bit of an update there. Back to your calls after a short break. Muzza in Williamstown, Ange in Croydon, Ken in Bendigo. Best fan experience. I'll read out a few of your texts as well that give us suggestions how the AFL can improve their act. In fact, 1300 736 736, if you've got a suggestion how the AFL can expand on and improve their fan experience. Interestingly enough, talked about Sean Seamer being on Gerard Whateley's show earlier on, talking about how they want to enhance their fan experience and how they've worked so hard on making it the best fan experience that smacks you between the eyes. He also talked today about making sure that he does the right thing by the fans, and to that extent that they even have a fan forum to make sure that they listen to what the fans want out of V8 racing. Here's Sean Seamer on that.
We've established a fan council who will have their first meeting with us on the 25th of March here in Sydney. And we'll make sure that we continue to listen to them and understand what's important to them, that key group of fans, but also through all of the other conversations that we have with them, whether that's one-to-one at a race meeting or whether that's looking at quantitative data around what's important to them through ratings and ticketing. So we are very fan and consumer-centric as a sport. We will continue to be. And I'm sure that the work that we do in conjunction with them, as well as the strategic planning we do with manufacturers and our other key partners, will mean that we've got an entertaining and exciting product for many years to come.
Sean Seamer saying that they want to smack you between the eyes with their fan experience, and they listen to the fans by having a fan forum to make sure they get it right. 1300 736 736. Alex Keith, Western Bulldog star, to join me. Back to your calls, read out a few of your texts, best fan experience in Australia, and a suggestion for the AFL to help make theirs a little better.